Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy sunshine rainbow sparkle edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room on a blustery day up here in Hollywood. It is windy as fuck out there, y'all, but y'all are listening to me on this windy day on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You know what happens when you throw a / listen behind that? You're going to hear all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right into your ear holes from the Crab Diving website. I'm telling you, y'all, live and happening when it's happening. The Hollywood Hick right here comes on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, West Coast time. You get new ones, supposedly, if I get my shit together, because sometimes I don't get my shit together on account of this place I have to go to every day now because I have a lifestyle to maintain. But technically, if all things go well, you get brand spanking new Hollywood Hicks every Tuesday and Friday in the 7 in the evening slot. That'd be 10 in the evening if you're on the East Coast. Now, if you're anywhere else, you're just going to have to do the math. I say it all the time because my brains just can't think that way. It's just too much for me to have to wrap around and think about if you's here and you's there. Or even you can't do the math, you can always get these suckers right off of the iTunes, the Stitcher, the SoundCloud, the Crab Diving website that I just mentioned, www.crabdiving.com. You can get them there. They come on once it quits airing on the Crab Diving. It's up on the iTunes for a podcast, and then you can listen to it that way. But listen to the Crab Diving website, fools. I'm just saying is all. Okay, what else? Oh, follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick. Also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that does it for particulars because we got things to talk about today because the world is going nuts, y'all. This whole president thing is just too much for me to have to pay attention to anymore. I can't let a big old punkin head with that dead mangy fox on top of it, that dude, and then that other horrible, awful, evangelical, ugly ass motherfucker who apparently has had multiple affairs on his long suffering wife, that Ted Cruz motherfucker. I'm so sick of hearing about these people. And then also, I'm also sick of hearing about Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And you know what I noticed about Bernie Sanders? I ain't never seen his top teeth, I don't think. He's got like some long top lip. You never see his top teeth. There's something weird about that. That's starting to make me rethink Bernie Sanders because I think there's something weird because you can't see his top teeth ever. But I'm just saying, I keep going back and forth twixt him and the Hillary. I don't know, because apparently he ain't never really got anything done up in the freaking Senate or whatever the hell he worked in. But Hillary Clinton, like her or not, at least she can like maybe able to like play the game. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm still undecided as to what to do in this here presidential election. All I know is I ain't voting for some punkin head bloviating bitch ass bitch. I'm just saying is out. All right, what the hell else? I ain't talking. It's going to upset me, get my inner hell no going. My fucking rage, blackout rage will set upon me if I talk about this shit for too much. All right, let's see what the hell's going on. Ooh. Last week, I was talking about, because I have to say last week, on account of I didn't get to do a Tuesday program. See, like I said, because you know what? The place I go to every day usurps me, makes me do things, because I have to deal with time zones all over the world. So sometimes I get up in the morning and I have to deal with stuff, and I need time to have a coffee and do some Hollywood hicking, and apparently that is not on the agenda for the people who actually pay me monies to do things, right? Well, last time I was talking about how one of the greatest country music singers of all time had passed away on his birthday of all days, Mr. Merle Haggard. Had to have a quick moment of silence because Merle Haggard is one of the greatest country singers in the history of country singing. But now cut to you better, like, if your name was Zac Brown from the Zac Brown Band, you might be wishing that you had been a little bit more incognito, because he apparently done went and got busted in Palm Beach, Florida for what? Hanging out with strippers and boozing and smoking the weed and snorting the cocaines. And but apparently, see, he thought that the popo was not going to turned them in because they got all starstruck and wanted autographs and stuff because a couple of the popos was fans, right? Well, apparently that is only until the TMZ people get wind of what happened. And, you know, they just come fucking relentless. They are looking for any and everything. So apparently, let's scroll down here because I am ill prepared and I did not have two articles up on here. But if I scroll down farther, I think I will find the one I was looking for to like begin this here story, but I might be wrong. Ooh, I gotta go to the next page, y'all. I'm stalling badly here on the Hollywood Hick program. Oh, here we go. It's the top of the next page, at least, if this computer would ever load this shit. If it starts up with a freaking autoplay video, I'm going to lose it. But I'm thinking that may not happen. But says right here on the TMZ, this is what happened earlier yesterday. Zach Brown caught up in hotel drug bust. Yep. Country music singing sensation Mr. Zach Brown apparently says right here. Country music superstar Zach Brown got caught up in the middle of a South Florida drug bust where four people got popped for cocaine and weed. But Zach not only walked, the cops made it seem like he won't never there. See, that's the thing. Now the popo done made it seem like he won't there, and now the TMZ done found out, so you know it's gonna be some popos getting in trouble somewhere because now they're making the popo look bad. And apparently that's really easy to do these days because the popo is just full of all kind of idiot boys. I don't understand that. Probably idiot ladies too. I'm not gonna try to even like pigeonhole that shit. There's like whatever. It's like anything though. This is the thing I look at. It's like anything. There's always bad apples in every bunch. I've been referred to as a bad apple before in my life, but you know what? I reformed my bad appleness. So maybe some of these people who'd work for the popo down in Florida and elsewhere around this country and or world should reform their bad apple ways too. I'm just saying it's all. But let's continue on with our story here about the Zach Brown and his drug bust in Florida. Palm Beach, Florida. At least he was at a good hotel. He was at the Four Seasons, so it's not like he got caught at some Motel 6. That would be super fucking seedy. But apparently what happened was the bus went down last Friday around 5:30 in the a.m. at the Four Seasons in Palm Beach. According to the police report, cops got a call to check out a suspicious vehicle in front of the hotel and ended up arresting a man in the car for possession of more than 30 grams of the cocaine, y'all. He had the white powder up on him, 30 grams. That's a bunch of cocaine, I think. I don't know. I don't really mess with that stuff, so I don't know if that's a lot or if that's just a normal amount or if what. I don't know, but it sounds like it'd be plenty for a party, right? I'm thinking it is. Well, goes on here on the TMZ site. The man in the car told cops he had come there with two women who went up to one of the rooms. Police were suspicious enough that they went upstairs to check it out. Officers found nine people partying. A guy was arrested for pot and two women got popped for the cocaine, right? Well, the sources that the TMZ people got say Zach was in the room and questioned by the popo. And there were also, they were told that he said was in present. And good Lord, I can't talk. What is wrong with me? They were also told he was in possession of prescription pills, and cops asked him to send proof it was a legitimate doctor's prescription, right? I bet it won't. I bet he's over there scrambling right now like, hey, dog, will you freaking write me a freaking prescription and freaking date that thing back like several months so it looks like I've been like I'm in need of these here Xanax pills or whatever kind of Oxycontins or something he's got hid on himself. I don't know. But according to the TMZ people, here comes the mystery, right? Says, we have called the Palm Beach PD numerous times over the last few days to ask about Zach, and all they would say is that he wasn't mentioned in the police report. We noted the police report said there were nine people in the room, and it went on to break it down. Three men and five women. We noted the number didn't add up, so who was the missing person? They wouldn't say. I think I know who it was. It was Mr. Zach Brown from the Zach Brown Band getting busted for like running around with strippers and cocaine and weed and mystery prescription pills in his pocket. But apparently says, as for Zach, I'm missing a line. It says, now it appears Zach's name was on one of the documents, yet they told us repeatedly Zach was not mentioned in any portion of the police report. As for Zach, they talked to his publicist numerous times about the story, and she had no comment. In the last communication after the TMZ people outlined the story, she wrote back, didn't get from Zach or the team anything to add. Okay, so basically what she's saying is we ain't saying shit on account of Zach done got busted, and like he's married with children too, I think. You know his wife is probably P-I-S-S-E-D, pissed. You know, he's like, oh, you might have just lost a lot of money, Zac Brown, because if she's like trying to divorce you, she's gonna be like, and why? Because he got caught in Palm Beach, Florida, cohorting with strippers with cocaine and weed and prescription pills that may or may not been prescribed to his dumb ass. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, you know TMZ wasn't about to let this shit go. You know that's how the TMZ people are. The TMZ get their claws into you, are fucked, because they got, and they got sources everywhere, because they ain't afraid to pay for it. People are like, here, give me some monies, honeys, and I will tell you what you want to know. Right? So now they're saying over here, it says starstruck cops lied to protect country star. See, that's why it happened. Apparently, this is according to the TMZ people still, because you know they are all over this shit. Says Palm Beach police repeatedly lied and covered for Zac Brown, who was caught up in a drug bust, and they were so starstruck, some of them even asked for the country singer's autograph. Also goes on, says Zach was in a Four Seasons hotel room a week ago at around 2:30 in the morning. Like, now before you said 5:30, so was it 5:30 or 2:30? Because that's what I read on the thing earlier. 5:30 or 2:30. Y'all need to get your story straight. Maybe they got told wrong earlier. I don't know. I'll let it go. But there is some inconsistencies here, and you need to get your story straight, TMZ people. But says here 4 weeks. Okay, Oh, my God. I keep wanting to say 4 weeks, and it's Four Seasons. Zach was in a Four Seasons hotel room a week ago at around 2:30 in the a.m. when cops raided the place and arrested four people for marijuana and coke possession, including two strippers. Ooh, see, running around with strippers. I'm telling you, I'm sure they are nice ladies, but sometimes just trouble seems to follow them. You might want to be careful in those situations. But it goes on and says, after learning Zach was in the room but not arrested, the TMZ people made multiple contacts with the Palm Beach PD brass, all of whom strongly and repeatedly told them they had no evidence Zach was up in the room. Right? Well, goes on, says TMZ people say they've learned not only was Zach in the room, but the cops who made the bust were big, big fans. See, this is where it comes in handy to be famous country music singing sensation, Mr. Zac Brown. Right? TMZ sources say several cops on the scene asked for his autograph, and the officers who took one of the strippers to the station mocked her for not knowing Zach was a big country star. They also went on and said, we're also told the stripper arrived at the station. Several other officers joked with her about Zach and the fact that she didn't know he was a famous singer. So they're all like, nee, 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 boo, boo. How come you didn't know that was a famous singer? You probably could have got way more money out of him, because he's probably rich, 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 because he's got some good songs. I don't really like the country music radio right now, because it ain't nothing but bro country. But Zach Brown is usually one of the like only like bright moments that's going on in there, because his shit don't all sound the same. And he's kind of got his own thing going on and not sounding like Nick and singing everything out of the back of his throat. It sounds horrible. But that's just my personal opinion, because everybody else seems to like this Luke Bryan, and I'm just sick to death of him. He's done ruined country music as far as I'm concerned. But that's a different story for a different day. We're talking about Mr. Zac Brown getting busted in a hotel with marijuana, cocaine, prescription pills, and strippers. Well, says here, the TMZ sources say that Zach asked the cops to keep him out of the police report because he had a wife and kids. See, don't be going around running around with strippers, cocaine, marijuana, and prescription pills if you got a wife and kids and you are a famous country music singing sensation. I'm just saying is all. But says seems the police did everything in their power to facilitate that. And then in the TMZ's numerous contacts with the PD, they repeatedly asked for any information trying to tie Zach to the bus. Then they kept saying, no, he ain't in there. But although apparently they say, we now know a document did exist tying Zach to the room. We got his email. And then they got this email response from the police. Zach Brown's name is not on any other reports. And I also looked at all the calls for service, non-issued reports, and could not locate anything. Here are the reports. And then they sent them. But apparently there is one somewhere that has his name on it. The information they sent was official, made no reference to Zach Brown. The document showing his name was not included, because they're still saying TMZ, you might have fabricated that. We're just going to stick to our story. And until somebody forces us to do otherwise. But apparently here it says various officials at the police department told them that the same thing in well over a dozen calls. They had no evidence Zach Brown was at the hotel room. But apparently Zach Brown was up in that hotel room and freaking TMZ is all over his ass. So, Zach Brown, dude, don't be running around with strippers and the cocaine and the Mary and Wanda and the freaking prescription pills that probably ain't prescribed to your dumb ass. You know what that is? A recipe for trouble and getting arrested. And now you done got some popo in trouble because they didn't put your name on something. And you're probably going to get everybody else in trouble just because you trying to sneak by. So, Zach, dude, you better go beg for mercy from your wife and your children and hope this don't lead to D-I-V-O-R-C-E having to sing a Tammy Wynette song, because your wife will take your ass to the cleaners with this kind of knowledge. I'm just saying this all, dude. Okay. But it looks like Mr. Zach Brown is not the only one out causing trouble these days, because there is some crazy shit going on out here. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm like, whoa, what the mother truck what? But y'all heard this story about, like, at first I thought it was Will Smith, the rapper slash actor that we all love from like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? But apparently there's a football player named Will Smith too. Well, was a football player named Will Smith too. But apparently he was shot dead in New Orleans the other day by from some fucking road rage act like incident, which this right here is a lesson in why you do not do the road rage. It is very difficult. I understand. I fight with it every day. Driving in Los Angeles traffic will drive you freaking out of your head. And then I have to drive over to Burbank to go to this place I have to go to every day. And I am thoroughly convinced if you live in the town of Burbank, you had to like sign some document when you bought your house or like rented your condo or apartment or whatever that says you will do everything as slowly as possible. Most importantly, right hand turns. I don't understand it. I can't figure out why that town out here in Los Angeles, like you know, Los Angeles is Los Angeles, and then there's little towns up in them, and like Burbank is one of them right over there, right? People do shit so slow over there. It drives me crazy. I can't wrap my brain around it. It drives me nuts. But what happened was this Will Smith, the football player, was going home from some like festival in New Orleans. And apparently, maybe like now, I'm just going by whatever. Here, you know what? I found this over on the flipboards that I like to use, right? It kind of gives a timeline of what had happened, because the dude got shot dead in the street. And then his wife, who was with him, got shot in both legs. And apparently she's still up in the hospital recovering, because I guess you probably don't get around too good if you get shot in both legs, right? But the dude who did the shooting claims it was like some sort of self-defense. And I'm not so sure I'm buying that freaking story. I think the dude is just grasping at straws. But here we go. I found this on the flipboard. This comes from the CNN people, right? And it kind of gives a timeline of what supposedly had happened, right? So apparently about 7:44 in the p.m., this happened, I don't know, the other day. It don't give me the date. You would think it would. It tells me the time everything happened, but the fucking shit don't tell me the day it happened. Good reporting, CNN, but whatever. We'll move on because we know it happened, and I guess that's all we really need to know, right? But at 7:44 in the p.m., Will Smith posted a selfie on Instagram, right? The photo's caption said that he and his wife, Raquel, were having a blast at the French Quarter Fest in New Orleans. That's what they're at, French Quarter Fest. You know, they got a lot of fests in New Orleans. They love a party, and I love a party. I love New Orleans. That's a fun town. It's the only place I ever been kicked out of a bar, and then they let me right back in. All you had to do was just go back around to the other entrance. But I didn't even want to go back in. You want me to tell you why? Because there's 11 other bars around there that aren't causing me trouble. Well, then about 9:45 in the p.m., the Smiths arrive at Sake Cafe on Magazine Street to join a group of friends. Blah, 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 blah. They joined a group of friends, had some sushi, drank some wine. They all were having a good time. 11:15 p.m., right? The group leaves the restaurant. Will and Raquel Smith are in a silver Mercedes SUV. Another man and woman are in the car with them, according to the popo, right? Two friends are in a gray Chevrolet Impala. This is what they don't know. Who was in the vehicle with Will and Raquel Smith? Who was in the Impala? What role did they play, if any, and what happened Saturday night? Then cut to 11:21 in the p.m., right? Surveillance shows a silver Mercedes SUV trailing an orange Hummer on Magazine Street. Right now, all I need to know, dude's driving a Hummer. That means he has got freaking manhood issues. I'm just saying is all. But the Hummer stops abruptly and the Mercedes pulls up quickly too, possibly hitting the Hummer from behind. Both vehicles are at a standstill briefly until the Hummer starts to pull over. The Mercedes, though, goes around and drives off. Hayes was driving the Hummer, according to the lawyer. Hayes is the one that went and shot this Will Smith football player, not Will Smith Fresh Prince, right? Well, the lawyer for this Hayes fella says, my client was hit. The person that hit him sped off. My client followed behind that person in an effort to get their license plate, and my client called 911. Police say they also obtained surveillance videos and are investigating, right? Then what happened was sometime between 11:21 in the p.m. and 11:29 in the p.m., it says some point during this window, an orange Hummer H2 driven by Hayes rear ends the Mercedes near the intersection of Felicity Street and Sophie Wright Place, about 10 blocks away from the restaurant where they were at, right? That crash causes Smith's SUV to hit the Impala, and then two of Smith's friends are inside the Impala and are not injured. It was just like boom, boom, right? Shit happens all the time. But this is that something's fishy going on, right? Apparently, Smith and Hayes exchanged words, according to the police, right? What they don't know at this point is, what did Smith and Hayes say to each other, and how did the situation turn violent? I'll tell you how it turned violent, because somebody went and pulled a gun. But we ain't got to that part yet. Then, 11:29 in the p.m., police receive a call of shots fired in the area of Felicity Street and Sophie Wright Place, right, where that crash happened. On a video recorded at the scene and obtained by CNN, a woman screams, I need an ambulance. My leg has been shot, which has to be Will Smith, football player, Will Smith's wife, because she's the one who got shot in the legs, both legs, apparently. Apparently, police tell bystanders they want to speak with witnesses who saw what happened. The video also includes a witness claiming that two people shouted about having guns during an altercation before the shooting. Police recover one gun at the scene, a .45 caliber handgun. It says right here, during the argument, Hayes produced a .45 caliber handgun and opened fire, striking Smith and his wife. Police later said they found two more weapons, a loaded gun inside Smith's vehicle and another loaded weapon inside Hayes' Hummer. There's no sign either weapon was fired. This is what they don't know at this point, right? What role did the other weapons play and who did they belong to? Now, this is my thinking, right? Okay, there was one gun used. The other two weren't fired at all. And the other was inside his car, the one that Will Smith, football player, had, right? Well, if it's inside his car, ain't been shot or nothing, doesn't seem like it's been used, makes me think that it stayed in the car the whole time. And then this Hayes dude took it a little overboard. Like, he's trying to say that he is completely innocent in self-defense. And I just had to call bullshit because, one, he's an enormous fella. Like, he's like 6'4", giant, big old football player, wannabe kind of dude, right? Well, 11:33 in the p.m., a 911 dispatcher describes a call that just came in. Complainant states that there's a male down and with about 6 gunshot wounds to the chest. The man is Smith, who dies at the scene. What they don't know is who made that 911 call and what their involvement was, and were there any other 911 callers, and then what did they describe? Nobody knows that. I think nobody told nobody none of that nonsense yet, right? Well, cut to 2 minutes later at 11:35 in the p.m., police radio that the suspect is in custody. I think we got the shooters on the scene. We've got one gun recovered on the scene. That's what the popo says. Detectives transport Hayes to the homicide office for questioning before taking him to Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, central lockup, and booking him on a murder charge, right? Later, the police say they don't believe the man with Hayes that night had anything to do with the shooting, which he probably didn't, because it seems like this Hayes dude took it upon himself to do some shooting. Then at this point, this is what they still don't know. Who was the man with Hayes, and what is his version of the events? Like, ain't nobody heard anything out of him, or they ain't told nobody what he done said. So, cut to 12:43 in the morning on Sunday after this has happened. New Orleans Times, some paper in New Orleans. A photographer named Michael DeMocker tweets a photograph that shows a distraught Thomas at the scene of the shooting. He said, I witnessed a close friend, teammate, a man that I thought of as one of my big brothers in the NFL shot to death over a fucking fender bender. Why? I just don't get it, Thomas wrote in an Instagram post Wednesday, right? It says he didn't go into details about who did what the night of the shooting. Went on and said, my heart is heavy and I wish I could turn back the hands of time. Yeah, because now you know you're going straight to the freaking hooscow on account of you just shot somebody in cold blood on the street. What they don't know at this point is what did Thomas tell police about the shooting and the events that preceded it, right? Is there anything more? Nope. Then they're just showing us stuff. So that's pretty much how this all had gone down. So this dude dead in the middle of the street, right? football player, famous football player, like won a Super Bowl and stuff, like a big freaking like star, especially in the New Orleans area in Louisiana, because he played for the New Orleans Saints, from what I understand, right? Well, now we cut to the dude who did the shooting. By the way, there were 8 shots from something I remember reading earlier. 7 of them in his back and 1 in his side. And like that means, okay, whenever somebody gets shot in the back, like if there's somebody running from the popo and they get shot in the back, people lose their ever loving fucking mind. Like if you shoot them in the back, that means they weren't coming at you. They weren't doing anything, because that means their back was turned to you. So I don't understand this dude. He looks like trouble too, as far as I'm concerned. He's got a lot of underbeard, and I don't trust anybody with an underbeard. Underbeard is the most unattractive facial hair you could ever have in a million years. Fellas, if you can only grow a beard on the underside of your chin, that is some ugly ass fucked up shit, and you need to invest in a razor and get rid of it, because that means you have not got enough testosterone to grow a full beard, and you just need to stop, because you look a fucking straight up fool, okay? All y'all, you need to stop it. Justin Timberlake, you do it. Stop it. LeBron James, you do it. Stop it. This dude who shot Will Smith, football player, dead in the street in New Orleans, he's got it. Stop it. Shave that shit off and quit looking like a straight up dumbass fool, because underbeard is the most unattractive shit ever. I don't know whoever so told y'all it was okay, but they lied to your motherfucking face, okay? Okay, moving on, because I can't stand underbeard. I think I hate underbeard almost as much as I hate a goddamn fucking autoplay video that gives me heart attacks when I'm trying to talk to the Hollywood heck people. I'm just saying is all. Okay, then cut to over here. I found this article, right, on the Daily Mail, coming out of like the UK, right? But the Daily Mail always reporting on shit happening over here on this side of the pond too. But says right here, on the Daily Mail, to be accused of murdering your idol is earth-shattering. That's what they say. Lawyer of Will Smith's killer claims he didn't know Saints player had been shot until the next day. How do you not know somebody has been shot when you pulled the trigger at least 8 times and left them bleeding in the street? That don't make no damn sense to me. Like, this whole story don't make no damn sense. But I like how the Daily Mail people put these bullet points up here on this thing. Apparently it says, Cardell Hayes, 28, is accused of shooting the football player Will Smith. Smith died after being shot 8 times during a confrontation on Saturday. See, CNN, the Daily Mail people tell me when this happened. This happened last Saturday, era one. Then he says here, his now attorney John Fuller has said Hayes was a huge fan of Smith. Then why the fuck, if you're a huge fan of somebody, then how the fuck do you not know who they are when they get out of a car? You knew who they were. You got fucking big for your britches and just started pulling the trigger. You know you're going down for this shit, because he got shot in the back, motherfucker, and the side. 7 in the back, 1 in the side. That means he turned and you shot him in the back. Fucking bitch ass bitch. That's some fucking, like, people, like, when you shoot people in the back, that ain't cool. People don't like that stuff. That's like even worse than shooting them in the front. Well, next thing it says, claims Hayes didn't know who had been killed until the following day and collapsed into a chair after he found out. No, he collapsed into a chair after he found out. Want me to tell you why? The Hollywood hit can tell you why right mother trucking now why. Want me to tell you why? Because he goes, oh shit, I killed somebody famous, which means this shit is on. People, he got money, he got resources, he got fans, he got people who are going to be straight up pissed at me, and that's why he fucking fell into a chair, because he's a reality set in. He thought he just killed some random dude on the street. He's like, oh whatever, and his big old orange stupid ass Hummer anyway. Fucking, if you drive a Hummer, especially now when Hummers don't even get made no more and everybody's kind of over them, that means you got straight up manhood issues, dude. You might be a big old giant dude, but sometimes I've seen these big old giant dudes, you know what they got? Little acorn peckers. And I have a feeling that this Cardell Hayes may be one of those victims of the acorn pecker and doing some overcompensating and done overcompensated himself into a prison sentence. I'm just saying is all. But says here on the Daily Mail, the man accused of shooting New Orleans Saints player Will Smith on Saturday idolized a sportsman and collapsed into a chair when he realized who had been shot. Yeah, because that's when reality really set in, when he realized whoa happened. I'm just saying, right? Well, this attorney John Fuller, like, he is Fuller, that's a good name. It should be he's John Fuller himself, because I don't get it. Like, I don't understand how you can say like that. I don't know. But he says John Fuller, attorney for 28-year-old Cardell Hayes, said said the client did not know that Smith, an NFL defensive end who he looked up to and imitated, had been killed until the day after the shooting. You shot him 8 motherfucking times, dude, in the torso. That's usually not going to bode well for the living things on the flip side. I'm just saying. Fuller told CNN, to be accused of murdering one of your idols is earth-shattering. No, what's earth-shattering is when the reality sets in that you fucking murdered somebody in the street and you're probably gonna go down for this shit. That's what I think is the earth-shattering part. Because if it was just a random, he probably maybe could think he could get away with it and try to call some kind of defense. But at now he's got somebody that people love and adore more than his dumbass with a fucking underbeard. Do not trust anyone with underbeard. I'm just saying. I don't believe him because underbeard. I don't care. And I don't care if I'm judging. Sorry, Dolly. I know I ain't supposed to judge or else I'm already sinning, but I can't help it in this case. I feel like in this case I should be allowed to judge. So I'm going to continue to judge. I am not as perfect as Dolly, so I can only aspire to the greatness that she has. And I fail miserably because I judge sometimes. I do. I don't mean to. I call it assessing, but I'm judging. I am. But apparently Hayes was an aspiring football player and in 2015 was playing for a local development team, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about this part. Hayes is accused of shooting Smith 7 times in the back and once in the side with a .45 caliber. He's also accused of shooting Smith's wife, Raquel, once in each leg. So that's at least 10 bullets out of that gun that came off, right? Goes on, according to Peter Thompson, lawyer for Smith's family, Hayes stood over Smith's body and yelled as Raquel cowered and tried to crawl away from her husband's dead body. See, now this is an account of the story that I'm thinking is a little bit more accurate. I think this dude got all big for his britches and then all of a sudden he realized what he'd done and he was like, oopsie, and tried to fucking backtrack. Goes on, Thompson claims that a Hummer being driven by Hayes stopped suddenly in front of Smith, who was driving a Mercedes SUV at around 11:20. Blah, blah, blah. We've been through this part. Thompson says that Smith maneuvered around the vehicle before driving on with the Hummer now following close behind him. When Smith's next stopped, the Hummer being driven by Hayes rammed into the back of his vehicle so hard the rear windshield shattered. The two men then climbed out of the vehicles and got into an altercation, which resulted in Smith being fatally shot. See, that doesn't mean to say to me anything, or like, I don't know, I don't get any impression that Will Smith, football player, not Fresh Prince, got out of the vehicle with a gun. Like, even if he had a gun in the car, it doesn't mean he got out with the gun and the gun stayed in the car the whole time. I think it was his Hayes fella that brought the gun into the fucking situation. I'm just saying, that's just the impression I get. However, says here, Fuller claims that Smith struck Hayes' Hummer after it stopped abruptly in the middle of the road before attempting to drive on, which is why Hayes followed. And we already been through all of this, blah, blah, blah. Fuller argues that that during the confrontation, Smith was brandishing a 9mm handgun of his own and says his client is not legally guilty of the shooting. Yes, you are, because I don't believe that he was brandishing a gun. I don't think so. I just don't get the impression of that. I don't know why, but I just don't. I feel like this Hayes dude is lying through his fucking teeth and some witnesses need to come out. Until some witnesses come out and say otherwise, I am on the dead guy's side. I'm just saying. He conceded that Smith did have a license to conceal carry a firearm in New Orleans, but said the fully loaded weapon remained in a compartment in the car during the altercation. See, now all you gotta do is ask the police, was it in a compartment? Because then that will kind of like back that up, right? Fuller also alluded to a witness who arrived moments after the shooting, but did not mention what she claims to have seen, saying she fears for her life. Because see, I probably would fear for my life too, because that dude is scurry. The attorney also indicated that there is film of the moments leading up to the attack, but did not go into further detail. Hayes is facing second-degree murder charges over the shooting and is currently in custody. And so, yeah, so that is some fucked up shit. But don't give me this shit like I didn't know who it was. Because if you looked up to and idolized somebody, and apparently I read something else that said they had known each other from like back in school days or something like that somehow. I don't know. But you're trying to say you don't know who it was? I think you're full of straight up shit. I think you fucking went crazy for a minute, did some shooting, and now you got some serious fucking trubs on your hand, Mr. Cardale Hayes. 28, too. You're just 28 years dumb. That's all I'm saying. Underbeard. Underbeard is all I need to know for why I think you are 100% guilty. That in and of itself is reason to make you guilty in my eyes, because underbeard is just so flipping untoward. I just can't. I'm just, that's just how it is. How he is. But That's that. So, all right, whatever. We'll move on. Talk about something else, right? Ooh, while we're on the subject of freaking people who probably should be in the prison for a long mother trucking time, I bring this fella up every once in a while. This is over on the Daily Mail, too, because I think this is kind of funny the way this take on this is. But that Ethan Couch fella, the affluenza boy who got off for drunk driving, killing all those people in Texas on the affluenza because he was too affluent and his parents were too fucking bad of parents to teach him right from wrong, got out of freaking lots and lots of jail time, and then he got caught drinking and doing things he wasn't supposed to do, and then took off to Mexico with his mama, who is now on house arrest because she had to come back to like shame, and then he finally got sent back from freaking Mexico and been in custody ever since, and then a judge was finally like, no, you know what, dude, I'm giving you 2 years for this nonsense. You need to go sit up in that jail cell for 2 motherfucking years and think about what you done did. But this is the thing that cracks me up. It says here on the Daily Mail, which is an exclusive, according to them, it says, no cards, no cake, no gifts. Brother of Ethan Couch tells how the family celebrated affluenza teen's 19th birthday behind bars and reveals his sibling thinks his 2-year sentence will be slashed. Like, this is how, like, no. If they freaking slash this dude's sentence, then that means Texas really is full of some of the dumbest bitch-ass bitches in the history of dumb bitch-ass bitches. I just can't, right? But says here, and I love these bullet points up top, we'll just get the gist of it. Says Texas teenager Ethan Couch, who killed 4 people and injured 9 in a drunk driving crash, one who is like straight up just like vegetable and like can't do anything for himself, he's like paralyzed and shit, straight up fucked, he was ordered to spend another 2 years in jail. His half brother Stephen McWilliams, his wife Misty, and Ethan's father Fred Couch visited him on Monday for a somber 19th birthday celebration. Yeah, because it ain't much of a birthday when you're doing it from behind bars. It's a room the size of my car. He just sits in there, said McWilliams. But mentally, he is fine. Like, what? I don't understand how people are like, oh, he should get all these privileges. He just in jail. He fucking needs to sit in a small jail cell and think about what he did for at least 2 years. And I guarantee you, if you ask the families of the people who were murderated by this dude, at the very least manslaughterated by this dude, then I guarantee you they'd be like, 2 years is not nearly enough for this bitch ass bitch who just thinks that his shit don't stink and he can do whatever the fuck he wants to because he grew up rich in Texas. Well, apparently he's getting a freaking dose of reality now and he ain't liking it, because you look at his pictures in these things, he just looks straight up pissed, just straight up motherfucking pissed all the fucking time, right? Well, he says people are threatening him, but I think there's a lot worse people than him in the world. You know what? Yeah, there probably are a lot worse people than him in the world. But you know what? He's not a good person. He is not a good person. He's not anything anywhere close to what I would call a good person. Because the way he acts and the way he does things and the way he just apparently didn't care and was all flipping about everything, then no. Fuck you, Ethan Couch. And fuck you, half-brother Stephen McWilliams, for your fucking entitled bitch ass, too, even if this dude was my brother, I would be like, dude, nah, I'm sorry, but like, they're right to throw your ass in jail. You fucked up. I'm just saying as all. Goes on, says McWilliams told the Daily Mail Online, Ethan recognizes how much suffering he heaped on the families of his victims. See, that I think that's just bullshit. They're all saying that on the flip side. The judge offered a glimmer of hope on Wednesday, saying his sentence wasn't set in stone. What does that fucking mean? Judge, you better set that shit in stone hardcore. Couch believes his 2-year jail term will be slashed to just 6 months. His family have exclusively told this to the Daily Mail people. But you know what? I think you're fucking full of shit. I'm looking at a picture of his half-brother, too. He looks like a bitch-ass bitch, too. I don't care. He's got freaking... He needs to shave his neck, too. And also, if you're going to grow a beard, like, don't let it grow all the way down to your freaking where it connects with your fucking chest hair. Keep the neck clean. Don't look a fucking mess all the time. And this is coming from me who walks around with a scruffy face all the time, but it looks cute on me, and I can pull it off. Apparently, Ethan Couch's bitch-ass half-stepbrother, he can't pull it off. His neck looks like it needs a fucking razor blade to its stat. I don't know why I'm harping on the fucking facial hair today, but apparently it's touched a nerve. But that's an update on our friend Ethan Couch out of fucking Texas. Hopefully he will be in jail for at least the next 2 years if he doesn't do something up in there to fuck it up. just whatever. I'm fucking over these people. What else? Okay, while we're talking about everybody and their problems with the law, I don't really know who this fella is, but I keep seeing him pop up on everything. His name's Johnny Manziel. He's some quarterback that keeps getting fired by one team and picked up by another team. Apparently he's really good, but he's also really good at partying and boozing and drinking and causing trouble because he crashed over some car up on the Sunset Strip not long ago, from what I understand, and that was all fucked up. But he also, according to this, done fucked up a house over in West Hollywood here, like some fucking $4.5 million pad, caused 30 some odd thousand dollars of damage. But the Page Six people are saying that they call it a case of affluenza. This guy, I didn't realize he was a rich kid from a like oil family in Texas. Go figure, Texas. These affluenza people all come from Texas. Apparently crazy comes from Florida. Affluenza comes from Texas. I don't get it. But apparently, he fucking trashed a house, partying it up, did $32,000 worth of damage, and trying to act like he didn't. Like, apparently, I'm just going to do this quick, because it's whatever. But apparently, my favorite part of this story is the people came back to check on the house. He was supposed to be out, because he was renting it for a few days, and he was supposed to be out by noon. They showed up. The house was fucking trashed. There's cocaine lines still on the table, magic mushrooms sitting on the table, weed everywhere, cigarette burns on the carpets. Wine spills everywhere, causing stains and trouble, a broken glass table, something like that. And this fucker at 2 in the p.m. is passed the fuck out on the couch, just sleeping. And the people come up and they're like, "What the fuck have you done did up in here?" And he's like, "Oh, we were having a good time, man." But honestly, I don't think this dude cares. I don't care. This is what it says. Goodwin, I guess the dude who owns the house, says he tells Page Six he returned to the house to find it trashed and Manziel crashed on the sofa at 2 p.m. They were supposed to check out at noon. Manziel was passed out. There was cocaine all over the kitchen table. Mushrooms were still out on the table in front of him. There was booze everywhere, broken glasses over the floor, and a champagne glass up in a tree. If they don't respond to our demand for compensation, we will sue. So apparently, this Johnny Football needs. Is Johnny Manziel that Johnny Football I used to hear about? I'm just going under that assumption, and figuring out, I don't know. But I was looking here though, like they were like trying to say like it's trash. But I'm looking at some of these pictures here though. It just looks like a party habit. There's like bottles and things thrown about. Okay. The kitchen just looks like people had partied in there. I don't see a trouble. Now, this table, okay, I do see the cocaine on the dining room table, and there's the mushrooms on the, besides some ketchup packs. So apparently they ordered some kind of takeout because they were eating ketchup. But I thought if you did a whole lot of cocaine, you didn't get hungry. But maybe because they had weed too, they got hungry on top. I don't know. But apparently there's a cocaine line still on the table. Like, damn, you should at least clean this shit up before you're supposed to get out, people. Come on. You know better than that. So Johnny Manziel, get your shit together. You're supposedly a really good football player. Quit being a bitch ass bitch and get your shit together. Or people, quit hiring his ass to play football, because until he fucking does, somebody doesn't do it, then he ain't going to get his shit together. Because apparently he ain't that good when he's all overhung anyway. So why the fuck do you people? I don't understand people. People just fucking nuts. I'm just saying is out. All right, what else was I going to talk about today here? Let's talk about some straight-up stupidness, because you know how much I can't stand. I said it at the beginning, fucking that big old pumpkin head with a dead mangy fox on top of it with his fucking fart puss all the time, Donald Trump. But again, this one over here on the Daily News, let's just prove how stupid, like stupid just does not fall far from the tree. Like, I don't get it. Like, and also, he's got this one son, I don't know his name, but he's one that combs his hair straight back. He has got like just fucking anger face all the time. He has got resting angry face all the time, worse than his fucking father. Like, he just looks like he is straight up borderline blackout rage at any minute. I don't know, but these children are straight up not the brightest. I don't care. The daughter, I think, is the brightest of the lot, but they're all not that bright, because Donald Trump's children are all pissed off because of New York primary rules. They failed to register as Republicans, which means they can't even vote for their daddy. So their daddy, and also read that his lawyer can't even vote for him either because he's a registered Democrat. But the idiots weren't smart enough to go and register as Republicans so that they could then actually vote for their father. And now they're saying, the headline here says, Donald Trump's children blast onerous New York primary rules after they failed to register as Republicans. Like, no, basically, if you're going to go into politics, maybe you should understand fucking politics, people. I'm just saying is all. They're trying to say, like, well, we weren't in politics before. You know what? That is what your father should have been paying people to do. They should be like, okay, make sure you get your fucking kids over there to the registration thing so they can vote for you, because if they don't do it, you know, people are going to use that shit against you and show how stupid you are and how stupid your freaking children are, because the apple don't fall far from the tree. But apparently, according to this, says the system is too confusing for Donald Trump's children. It's not that fucking confusing. You just go fucking register. And if it's a long, if you have to do it a good while before the fucking primary, that's the way it works. It's not really that fucking hard to find out when you need to register. I bet there was a website you could have done it in fucking 4 minutes, you fucking mouth breathing morons. But says here on the Daily, the New York Daily News, the real estate mogul's offspring explained why they won't be voting in next week's New York primary during a CNN town hall, saying they missed key deadlines and weren't aware of the primary voting process. Says here, I'm an independent and I've always voted based on the candidate as opposed to the party. Based on the party. This is from Ivanka. We're not a family of politicians. We haven't been in politics very long. New York has one of the most onerous rules in terms of registration, and it requires us to register a long time ago, almost close to a year ago, and we didn't do that. We found out about it sort of after the fact. No, you didn't. You know what? You didn't try. That's the thing. It's like, oops, no, somebody pointed it out, and then you're like, oh shit, we missed our window, and now we're trying to come up with an excuse. Like, it's like ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Like when you get picked up for doing something illegal and you're like, well, I didn't know that was illegal. More times than not, the cops are going to be like, well, guess what? It is. So I'm put your hands behind your back because I'm putting these cuffs on you and I'm taking you down to the pokey. I'm just saying is out. The cutoff to change party affiliation passed on October 9th and the deadline to register passed in March. Okay. She said a year ago. October is not a year ago. That's just like a few months ago. Several months ago, I guess, but it is far from a fucking year ago. So get your fucking story straight. That's the other thing. It's like, then you go to talk about it and you don't even bother to get your fucking story straight. Like, what mouth breathing morons think that these are the kind of people that we need running this fucking country? I can't wrap my mother trucking brain around it. It's just more than I can handle. I just can't, I just ain't gonna. But it says here, New York runs a closed primary, meaning you can only vote for your specific party that you registered as. Ivanka Trump said the situation motivated her to shoot a series of voting-themed videos to educate people in each of the individual states. You know, fuck you. On the flip side, you know, I'm going to make these videos so everybody thinks I care. No, you didn't care enough up at the beginning. Now you care when somebody pointed out that you look like a mouth-breathing moron, the spawn of a mouth-breathing moron even, too. So it's like, no, you can't, like, fucking turn it around now and be like, we didn't. Like, you should have done your fucking homework. And now don't point it out that New York's rules are too strict. No, you didn't bother to find out New York's rules. How about you take a little bit of ownership? I hate this shit. But look at that one brother. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He looks like he wants to kill you dead at any second. Like in the second picture, looks like he wants to kill you dead. The other brother with the darker hair, he looks like he might be semi-pleasant. But the one, he just looks fucking raging anger spewing out of everything on him. Apparently, her brother Eric Trump, meanwhile, says the matter was a lesson to the family. It was our first kind of foray into politics. We didn't realize how the whole system worked, and it was amazing. No, it's not. You're bitching about it. It's not amazing if you're fucking saying it's flawed and, like, was able to, like, screw you out of being able to vote for your father. It's fucking ridiculous. We made it a very big part of the campaign to get that message out. Get out, register, get out, vote. Here's how you do it. Okay, yeah, because now you are fucking mouth-breathing morons, and so you're trying to think, well, now if we try to pretend like we care, then everybody will like try to think that maybe we're not that fucking stupid. But you know what? The Hollywood Hicks still thinks you're fucking dumb as a box of rocks, and that shit ain't never gonna change. I don't give two fucks. I don't care what nobody says. But apparently, like, even like, I don't think his wife is able to vote for him, too. But it's just fucking ridiculous. So there you go. Just yet another example of why it is ridiculous, and I cannot wrap my brain around how all these people think that Donald Trump is going to be the savior of this country, because if honestly, that scares the ever-living shit out of me. It completely scares me to mother trucking death. I'm just saying it's all. Okay. And on that note, you know what? I got to talk about somebody who's going to make me feel better about myself. Ooh, we got a little bit of time left here on the Hollywood Hick program. Let's go over here. Sometimes I like to look at the Reddit website. They got a section called News of the Stupid, and sometimes it'll link you to good old stories about stupid people. So I figured let's just go over here and see if there's anybody on here going to make us feel better about ourselves. But hell, we could feel better about ourselves because we ain't like shooting people in the street in New Orleans, because I'm glad that ain't me, because I would probably recognize one of my idols if he came out of a car yelling and screaming at me. I'd be like, ah, why are you yelling and screaming at me? I love you. I think you are cool. I look up to you. And then everything would be fine. But no, you got all fucking uppity, thought you was a badass, did some shooting in the back, 7 shots in the back. That's some punk ass shit right there. I'm just saying, moving on. I already been through all of that. Why am I going through more? Ooh, this sounds like a deja vu almost. This headline says, man rides motorized cart, eats chicken tenders during Walmart shoplifting attempt. Remember there was a woman who did that not long ago. She was over at Walmart somewhere, riding around drinking wine, eating things, all kind of stuff. Let's look and see what this is. Oh, where did this? Oh, my goodness. I can believe it. I've probably been to this Walmart. It happened in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know, I got family that lives there, so I go there on occasion. It is the Redneck Riviera, and it is an appropriate nickname. But I was there at Christmas. I went to Walmart at like 11:30 in the morning, full of some of the ugliest people you have ever laid eyes on and some of the best people watching. I didn't buy nothing on account of I can't buy anything at Walmart because I cannot support Walmart because I think they're awful, horrible, evil, hateful, horrible, awful, just worst of the worst, gross-ass, bitch-ass bitch of a company. But I did go in there people watching because my nephews made me go with them. And that was some fucking straight up bullshit, right? But says here over in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, police say a man was arrested for shoplifting after driving a motorized cart through a Myrtle Beach Walmart while eating chicken tenders from the store's deli and stuffing clothes into a backpack. Because that's not obvious. That's the thing. I hope he can blaze at least booze on this. But an incident report from Myrtle Beach Police says Jason Degrapont, 50, of Myrtle Beach, was seen by a loss prevention officer riding a cart through the sporting goods section of the Walmart on Seaboard Street while eating chicken tenders and potato wedges from the store deli. The Degrapont, whatever, this fella, Jason, placed a 6-pack of socks, red shorts, red backpack, and a blue shirt in the basket on the front of the motorized cart. While continuing to eat the food he had not yet paid for, Jason stuffed all the clothing items into the red backpack, then drove the cart through the jewelry section where he paid for some candy, but not the backpack or any items inside, police reported. He then stopped in the Walmart parking lot by loss prevention and was later taken to the Myrtle Beach jail by officers on one charge of shoplifting. So, yeah, dude, if you want to be doing shoplifting, Mr. Jason Degrapont, I'm hoping I'm saying that last name right. You know I'm not good with that. A lot of these fucking unpronounceable names and bullshit. But this Jason Degrapont dude, let me tell you, fella, don't be riding a goddamn scooter eating chicken tenders and tater wedges while you're trying to be doing the shoplifting in the Walmart. That is not the way you do it on account of people notice your dumb ass. Those freaking carts are big and everybody has to go around you and they are the fucking us, dude. Why you do that? I don't know. Everybody, be glad your name is not Jason Degrapont down there in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, thinking you're going to do some shoplifting at the fucking Walmart in such a fashion and get away with it. Also, okay, let's see what else is going on over here. Oh, I love these kind of stories. Where did this happen? This is over on something called Sunday World. Your world every day, it says. But not sure where this happened, but we're going to find out real quick because I love this headline. Man who threw brick at Belfast charity office injured after brick bounced back into his face. I think this was across the pond somewhere, it sounds like. But it says a man is being treated in hospital. Yep, it's across the pond when they say in hospital. A man is being treated in hospital after a brick he threw at the window of a Belfast charity bounced back off the window and hit him in the face. The incident occurred just before 8:30 in the p.m. last night, whenever that was. I don't know when this story is from, but I don't see no date on here. What? The other day. We'll just call it the other day, right, y'all? Okay. The man in his 40s has been detained by police, and the severity of his injuries are not yet known. The charity took to Facebook to ask for help in repairing the smashed windows at their places, and the staff also confirmed that the branch would remain open, even though they got the window smashed by some dude who got smashed in the face by the same brick he threw at the window and is now in police custody, and that's some straight-up bullshit. bullshit, but that is hysterical. I love when people do that. There was a video I saw not long ago, too, of a dude trying to smash a window with a rock or something, and it bounced back and smashed him in the face. That's what you get, fools. So don't go trying to smash windows with a brick, because it may not always work in your favor, and you may end up with a smashed face, motherfuckers. Be glad that ain't you. See, two times already. Ooh, I think we got time for one more of these. Let me see if I can find one that looks like it would be fun to read, and we can see what the fuck is going on. And make ourselves feel a shit ton better about ourselves, because we are not these fools. This is some straight up bullshit right here. People, I don't understand people. They ain't got no, like, people will just do anything these days. They will fucking do anything. All right, we got a quick minute left here on the Hollywood Take. Let me tell you this, because you'll be glad. This will be three times I made you feel better about yourself before leaving here today. But this one says, heartless thief from the Daily Mail over there in the UK too. Heartless thief caught on video stealing a ring off the finger of a corpse lying in an open casket inside a funeral home. Yeah, so some woman named Callan Holmfeld, 41, was arrested and is facing 2 years up in the pokey, right? She was charged with theft from a corpse following the shocking incident because she, like, snuck up on it and then took the ring off the finger of a dead woman in her casket. She was caught on camera. The 88-year-old woman was lying in the casket in a viewing room. The thief walked in asking for a bathroom, but instead went to the open casket and stole the ring. So be glad your name ain't Callan Holmfeld, 41. From where did this happen? Texas. See, fucking Texas, the new Florida. Fucking, she probably got affluenza too. Fucking bitch ass bitch. And on that note, y'all, hoping I'm leaving you feeling better about yourself, but that does it for me today. Thanks for listening to the Hollywood Hick. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. Keep listening to the Crab Diving website, www.crabdiving.com. Follow the twits at the H-Wood Hick. Facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I'm out of here, y'all. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. Do the lamb, do, mother truckers. Buh-bye. Boo-lamb, 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 boo-lamb.